Every week we present what we call a prophecy update. All we do is scour the news. We don't have to look very far to find things that corroborate centuries-old Bible prophecies. Some of the major categories that catch our attention in the news, if you want to start doing this on your own, obviously events in Israel. You're aware that there's some things going on even right now in Israel. There always are. They're especially important to Bible prophecy because the Bible predicted thousands of years ago that Israel would be displaced for a long period of time and then be drawn back into her ancient homeland, never to be displaced again. And so we see that as a key fulfillment of Bible prophecy in the last days. We also look a lot at the exponential growth of knowledge and technology, especially technology that is moving us towards a cashless economy, global economy, that will be activated by some mark in or on your body. And we also talk about the unification of Europe and Europe rising as a world power because the Bible predicts a revived Roman Empire in the last days from which the Antichrist will arise. Now this week, I'm going to talk in my message a little bit later about Israel. A few news items about the European Union also caught my attention. The EU Observer posted a story, and it was titled, New Euro Notes to Show Tragic Princess. So they're going to roll out a new currency, the new euro. And the tragic princess, whose figure is going to be on the euro, is Europa. She's a figure from Greek mythology. But what's interesting is that the image that they've chosen is that of a woman riding a beast, which is right out of the book of Revelation. If you're familiar with the closing chapters of Revelation, it talks about the woman who will be riding the beast in conjunction with the end times world government and world religion. So that's just creepy. Next is an article from seriously, if you're a European currency guy, you've got to think, let's think of a different image. This is just creepy. You know, it's like living at 666 Peralta Way. Nobody wants that. The little blue clown car that I drive, it was on the lot when I bought it, okay? And it happens to be a limited edition car. Only 2,000 are made, although most of them are here in Hanford, I found out. Go figure. I don't really care, but then at the last minute I thought, I hope mine isn't number 666. I wonder if there, does somebody have the number 666 or do they, who knows? Anyway, article from New Europe Online that discusses the possibility of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair being elected president of Europe. And that's what caught our attention. They want to have a president in Europe. The article reads like this. Tony Blair has warned the structure of the European Union are distant from EU citizens. A situation that can be remedied by the election by the citizens of a European Council president. Now, apparently they have a European Council president, but he's elected by other leaders of the countries, not by popular vote. And so for some time now, there's been a call for a real European Union president, a president of Europe. And so that is what Tony Blair's talking about. And of course, he would like to be the president of Europe. Reuters reported that the Eurozone is sinking into another economic recession. All you have to do is Google Greece, and you'll see that they're in big trouble economically. It could be just the kind of crisis that would propel somebody into a strong position of leadership over all of Europe. Also reported by the EU Observer was a call by EU members to restructure Europe's military into something more unified. And so prophecies in the book of Daniel and the Revelation tell us that in the last days there'll be a unified Europe, we call it a revived Roman Empire, out of which will emerge a strong leader who will turn out to be the Antichrist. And so today, as you read the newspaper, you see a Europe united, getting stronger militarily, calling for a leader, calling for a president. Bible prophecy is coming true right before our very eyes. Our gaze, however, is always heavenward, for we expect the return of the Lord Jesus Christ at any moment to resurrect and rapture the church. Nevertheless, we ask, are you ready for the rapture? If not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.